Today is Saturday, June 5th, 2021. On this day in 2008, police discovered 67-year-old Marie Dighton murdered in her home. The killer and their motives remain a mystery to this day. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of these crimes, listener discretion is advised. We advise extreme caution for children under 13. Today we're discussing the discovery of Marie Dighton's body. Let's go back to Buffalo Valley, Oklahoma on June 5th, 2008. 48-year-old Maria Wilson tried calling her elderly mother, Marie Dighton, early in the morning. For the second day in a row, no one picked up. Wilson had a bad feeling. Her mother was going through a health scare. Almost 2 weeks before, a severe emphysema attack put her in the hospital. She suffered memory loss from the lack of oxygen and needed to lug around a machine to help her breathe. Wilson had been calling her mother daily since then just to check in, but on June 4th, Marie didn't answer her phone. The next day, the same thing happened again. Wilson spent an hour trying to reach Marie and heard nothing back. Wilson started to panic. Her mother was frail and alone in her little house in Buffalo Valley, almost 200 miles away from her. She phoned the Latimer County Sheriff's Department and asked for a wellness check at her mother's place. Then she sat by the phone, dreading the inevitable call. She knew something wasn't right. Yet the truth was so much worse than she feared. A Latimer County officer pulled up to Marie's house shortly after the call. The land out here was flat, sparse, and quiet. Crime was typically small change and low stakes. Marie's car was parked in the driveway, so the officer assumed somebody was still home. There was a sprawling and well-tended garden in the area surrounding the house. Around the back, hungry chickens clucked away in their pens. The officer got no response when she banged her fist on the door. After receiving permission from Wilson to enter the home, she found all the doors and windows were still locked tight. She had to force her way in. The officer immediately smelled the decomposition when she entered. The house was still neat and tidy, so she expected to find Marie passed from natural causes. She searched the three-bedroom house and eventually found the body in the bedroom, but her death was anything but natural. Marie lay sprawled on her blood-soaked mattress. Her neck was bleeding from 9 different knife wounds. The officer carefully crossed the bloody carpet for a closer look. Marie's left palm was covered in cuts, suggesting that she'd try to defend herself against the attack. Nothing appeared to be stolen from the house. In fact, Marie was still wearing her wedding ring. The officer found a safe that was still locked tight, though there were some signs it had possibly been tampered with. Marie's daughter, Maria Wilson, found out about the murder from one of her sisters, who was the first relative to arrive at the scene. All she could muster through her sobs on the phone was that their mother was dead. Heartbroken, Wilson made the long drive from Guthrie to Buffalo Valley. As she pulled up to her childhood home, she saw yellow police tape floating in the wind. She jumped out of her car while it was still moving and ran up to the police. She could hardly breathe when she heard the news. Someone brutally murdered her poor mother. She had no idea who could be evil enough to do such a thing. Up next, the tragedy pulls Marie's family apart.
The worst serial killer, the creepiest cult, the most outrageous con? If you're a true crime fan, you've probably pondered these things.
Well, now you can get answers, or at least some passionate opinions. Every week on our podcast, Crime Countdown, my co-host Ash and I rank 10 unsettling crimes centered around a common theme, debating each case with just a hint of humor to lighten the mood.
Elena and I may not be experts, and we may not always agree, but we're counting down anyway. Follow the Spotify original from Parcast, Crime Countdown. Listen free on Spotify.
Now back to the story. On June 5th, 2008, 67-year-old Marie Dighton was found brutally murdered in her home in Oklahoma. Nothing was stolen from the house, and Marie still wore her wedding ring. The motive was impossible to determine, although much of the crime remains a mystery to this day. Police and family were able to piece together the last day of Marie's life. June 4th had been a scorching day in Buffalo Valley, with temperatures peaking over 90 degrees Fahrenheit, but that didn't stop Marie from driving 15 miles to Tallahena to see her husband, C.R. Dighton. 6 months before, C.R. started showing signs of dementia. Marie made the painful choice to move him into a veterans home. Despite her own health issues, she visited her ailing husband every single day. On the morning of June 4th, she lugged her oxygen machine with her to Tallahena. They took care of some appointments before she sat with CR in his room for an hour, holding his hand through the guardrail of his bed. Her visits were like clockwork. The staff there fully expected to see her again the next day. When she went home that afternoon, Marie made herself lunch before heading to her bedroom. The food was still sitting on the table when police broke in the next day, likely meaning Marie was attacked soon afterward. Her family was left to pick up the pieces. On June 5th, the Dightons were prevented from entering Marie's house until 2 in the morning. They watched as police carted off boxes and bags of evidence from the house. As they gathered in the kitchen, Marie's daughter, 48-year-old Maria Wilson, tried to process what had happened. She called police about the bedroom, asking if she was allowed to get it cleaned. An officer told her it was her business and hung up, so Wilson and a brother-in-law grabbed a mop bucket. They pulled out the carpet, burned the bed, and scrubbed away the stains. But later, when Wilson asked a friend for advice, she learned that the state may have provided some compensation to have the room cleaned. She didn't have to scrub her mother's blood off the floors. With Wilson and the other family members too poor to afford an embalming, Marie was cremated. The funeral was marred by suspicion and uncertainty. At the time, police were still clearing persons of interest in the case. With no one having any idea who committed the murder, the family were wary of each other. Tensions mounted, and Wilson felt the enormity of the situation collapse as she held her mother's urn. She broke down crying. For her, the ugliest thing had happened to the greatest person in the world. The worst part about it all was that she no longer had her mother to turn to for support. 13 years after the grisly discovery, the murder of Marie Dighton remains a cold case. Much of the evidence is blockaded behind a wall of mystery. Clues, leads, and a more detailed understanding of what happened on June 4, 2008 remain filed away. In 2012, the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation offered up a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of Marie's murderer, but the money has gone unclaimed. Since then, the family has struggled to move on. All we can hope is that one day, Marie Dighton will get the justice she deserves. Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Paul Libeskin, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Trent Williamson, Carly Madden, and Bruce Katovich. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Daniel William Gonzalez, with writing assistance by Terrell Wells, and fact-checking by Cheyenne Lopez. I'm Vanessa Richardson.